This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pod Project. Sorry we took so long to get back in the saddle, but
they just had something to look forward to. It's fine.
That's true. Everybody's eagerly anticipating this tiny, tiny mini episode, which really has little consequence in the grand scheme of things, much like the rest of our shows, but this has even less consequence than most of our shows.
I was going to say, what's the consequence of our main shows?
We're not contributing to the content-osphere that is infinite and never-ending these days.
Okay, fair enough.
Since we've democratized content, anybody can get out there and produce BS just like ourselves. We can, you know, our show is basically shovelware.
That's true. I can trip down a stair and shatter an ankle and still be able to talk to you over the miracle of the internet.
That's very true.
We can still do a mini episode.
I like to think of us as kind of like the AOL CDs that got included with like U.S. News and World Report subscriptions back in the day. Basically, we're the audio equivalent of an AOL CD coaster.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would agree with that.
It's about all we're good for, but you know, occasionally if you need to pop in the dial up, we're the podcast equivalent of dial up. We need some free minutes.
We do. We really do.
As you can tell, we really believe in ourselves. Go team! All right. So last time we were here, we talked about Airwolf, 1984's Airwolf with old Thomas the Tank, and it's been a while since we recorded that. And the burning question I have for you is: have you gone through and watched the remaining 43 episodes or however many are left in all of Airwolf? I know you bought the entire DVD set when we originally did that show. So
that is true. I went and bought it at Movie Trading Company for $5, so I figured it was worth $5. And so I did that. And no, I have not watched one more second of it so far, but I can anytime I want.
So would you say that $5 is well spent? Or
I mean, you know, it's an investment over several years.
It hasn't
come to fruition yet. It's an entertainment investment.
Okay. We're going to say, what kind of interest is accruing on that?
Anticipation. That's accruing.
I don't even know if that's accruing, really. I think it's probably on the decline.
That's probably true. What'll probably happen is it'll sit there and gather dust, and I'll totally forget that I even have it.
You probably just stuff it in your multiple dressers full of things you haven't opened since eighth grade.
That's true.
Next year, Boner Jams 93.
That'll be buried right behind the softcore porn of 1992 Showtime.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't watched any more either. I've thought about it.
I'm not opposed to the idea, obviously, buying the DVD set.
No, I'm not opposed to the idea, but I also know that there are a lot of things that, you know, us as Pilot Project, you know, the principles of this show, we have a duty to seek out other shows. And we have a lot more things in the works, and we have a lot more irons in the fire that we have to be responsible for. Unlike Thomas, who refuses to watch good things, and will watch all 63 episodes of Airwolf.
Yeah,
rather than watching something good.
You know, honestly, if I'm not going to be doing a Pilot Project episode, I might go ahead and finally start, like, Punisher Season 2 or something, you know? Maybe something a little more anticipated.
Yeah, but instead you have to look out for Bosom Buddies.
That is true.
I mean, what's better than Punisher Season 2? Bosom Buddies Episode 1.
that's pretty much better than anything, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, up to this point.
It really is. It's the, I don't know, it's the fruit in the middle of the Garden of Eden that we're not supposed to pick from, because it involves gender swapping and cross-dressing and reversal
really
of gender
actors,
identity.
Which
good
is
actors.
Usually part of what we review.
Yeah, if for some reason you've never heard of Bosom Buddies, you've probably heard of a guy named Tom Hanks, and
if you haven't heard of Tom Hanks, you probably shouldn't be listening to any kind of entertainment podcast.
That's right. If you haven't heard from Tom Hanks, can't help you. But Tom Hanks, at one point, there was a time in his life where nobody knew who he was, and this was around that time. He'd only guest starred on Love Boat and Happy Days at the time, and he managed to get cast in a pilot with a better or a more well-known actor named Peter Scolari. From Newhart, who would go on to do Newhart after Bosom Buddies. And they did this show that was, when the producers pitched the show to ABC, it was not the show that they pitched. What they went into pitch, and when they came out of the pitch meeting, this is what ABC told them to do, was to come back with a sitcom that was that had men dressing as women, because that is the height of comedy.
Because some reason ABC execs love Some Like It Hot. And
that's
we get
right.
into that a little bit more in the episode.
Yeah, so a lot of shows we have, we can play trailers for them. There's not really a trailer for Bosom Buddies, so I'll just content you with, or hopefully leave you content with, the opening monologue by Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari from Bosom Buddies, every episode of Bosom Buddies.
And follow that up with My Life, just listening to that jam.
No, we can't do that. I cut it off before My Life, because they have to be teased. I like to tease them with anticipation, just like you like to tease yourself with Airwolf episode 2.
Fair enough.
When we first moved to New York, we had a great apartment that was dirt cheap.
And we found out why it was so cheap.
Our friend Amy said there was a great apartment in her building.
Dirt cheap, but it's a hotel for women. Okay, we made one adjustment.
Now these other ladies know us as Buffy and Hildegard.
But they also know us as Kip and Henry, Buffy and Hildy's brothers. I am crazy about the blonde.
This experience is going to make a great book.
See, it's all perfectly normal.
So, so for Bosom Buddies, we're going to be joined by someone who, it's an old pal of ours, but she has never been on any of our podcasts, our plethora of podcasts, our bouquet of podcasts.
Her name's Esther. She never made it on The Break Room. That's kind of surprising, as long as it went.
Well, yeah, I know. I know we knew her back in The Break Room days, but yeah. I don't know. That was kind of more of a boys' club, it seemed like, in general.
True.
He-Man.
You said no vages in our house.
That's right, no V. Because, when no one around, I like to put the V up to my mouth between my fingers and stick my tongue out.
What's the stuff you used to do to Thomas on The Break Room that, women would have been really disgusted by it.
And we like to do the vaginal opening with our hands, where we cross our hands and our fingers.
Like, we would do that with each other during the episodes.
We like to make hand vaginas. So yeah,
it was
no
hot.
Women allowed. It was hot. I think this episode's a lot of fun. Esther's a lot of fun. She comes in hot with a lot of information that you and I were not prepared for.
Oh, she deep dives, which we did not do.
She puts on her snorkel and goes down really, mm-hmm. really deep. It's not just a snorkel. It's like one of those old school diving helmet suits from like the 1910s.
I was going to say, she's fully certified, the deep dive she took.
That's right. She's she might as well be James Cameron with the deep dive she took.
Absolutely.
She is pulling up the carcass of the Titanic that is Bosom Buddies. She notices a lot more about this show than we did, because I, for one, well, we'll just leave that for the show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to issue my opinion now. But yeah, she had way more to say about it than us.
They have to have a reason to listen to the actual show if you give everything away here.
That's true. Well, let's just play that episode now. But Bosom Buddies. It's a fun episode, and actually gets kind of serious at times. Political, sociopolitical, not political, but sociopolitical.
1980 level political, but
yes.
41. It came out in 1980.
That's right. And for the record, we were just babies. We weren't even born when the show came out.
That's true.
But we were well acquainted with it, as it was in reruns for a long, long time.
We were fertilized eggs when it came out, but we weren't actually in the world yet at that point.
Yeah, I guess we were both eggs. We were both eggs at that point. We were fertilized. Because I think it came out... I think it came out in September. I guess we were both already born at that point. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I guess
I thought it was early. I thought it was February 80 for some reason.
Yeah, we were post-fertilization.
we were full kids.
Post-womb.
Yeah.
I don't know if you call us kids. We were
okay.
Teeny tiny...
Fully formed baby.
Teeny tiny babies, yeah.
Yeah.
But still making the hand vaginas.
Of course.
All right, well, we'll catch you guys this coming Friday for... another very special episode of The Pilot Project, all about Bosom Buddies for Esther.
It's so special.
The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.